The left hallway of the ground floor takes you to the former boiler room and coal storage room, which today holds an exhibition of the Coralliginus, a community of sea organisms which forms in areas with reduced light and strong sea currents. What is interesting is that this community was named after the red algae which prefer shade and incorporate calcium carbonate within their tissues, and not after coral, which is also an important part of this community. These algae create larger or smaller clusters with countless shaded cavities, which serve as a home to over 1,300 species of other algae, more than 100 species of fish, as well as 1,200 species of invertebrates, including the famous violescent sea whip. In many cavities in such areas, we can find numerous murres on the prowl. These snake-like fish are particularly interesting due to their double jaws, which enable them to catch even the fastest prey. In the crevices of the Coralliginus, we can sometimes encounter the timid grey triggerfish, a fish with an interesting body shape, firm and impenetrable skin, and often a raised bone on its head with which it protects itself from predators. It uses its strong teeth to crush even the firmest invertebrate shells. Notably, it has become a permanent summer inhabitant of the northern Adriatic due to global warming.